Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all shapes and sizes, welcome to your favorite podcast with Garrett, Trevor, and Simon. Broadcasting from the top of Scotts Valley, it's
Smelly Monkeys. Smelly Monkeys. Smelly Monkeys. Smelly Monkeys.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys of all shapes and sizes, it's us again, it's the Smelly Monkeys. Say hello, guys.
Hi!
It is September 1st.
Wow, how impressive. It's fascinating. I like cheese. Psych.
Psych. We're working on a new catchword for Simon. He's trying to change his ways from I like cheese to we're trying psych out tonight.
Psych.
Special announcement before I get... Before I get started... I had to convince Simon to do the show, and in order to convince him, I had to give him special permission to press a special button. What's that button?
Fight wave.
There you go. So I will.
Can I press it?
Yes, you can. Go ahead.
Is it F10?
F10. This fart. Oops. Try it again. There you go. That's very important. Hey, real quick. We got a very exciting show for you, and I will apologize. It may run a little long because we got a lot of stuff we want to cover. We've got the first day of school review, which was today. We've got some talk about some of our fans out there, and we've got some music. Before I get started, I do want to ask all our listeners out there, if you get a chance and if you get the inclination, it's terrible what's going on in New Orleans with the hurricane damage, or Louisiana and Mississippi with the hurricane damage. If you want to, you can go out to www.redcross.org. And they're accepting donations right now. So if you...
Donations for what?
To help the victims out in the hurricane. People who have kind of lost their houses and they need some food and somewhere to live and stuff like that. So you can go out there and donate some money. It's a good deal out there. So without a further ado, let's go on to our show. You guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's ticklish?
Me.
Okay. Very good. Who wants to give the first report for day one... back at school. Well, you can't see you put up your hands in radio world. Trevor,
yes.
Give us a report. Who's the name of your teacher?
Mrs. Anderson.
Mrs. Anderson, very good. And how was school today?
Great.
Tell us about it. What's going on?
Oh, we did this little thing where we had to see if people have been on an airplane and that kind of thing.
Yeah, to get to know your classroom.
Yeah, and then... We read three books, and I finished reading my first chapter book there. It was called Ninjas, Night of the Ninjas.
Wow, first day, first chapter book? That's pretty advanced, isn't it?
Yep.
You'll be in college before we know it.
Uh-huh.
All right, what about you, Simon? How's your class?
Good.
Okay, that's really descriptive. What was good about it?
Recess.
Your best part about your first day back at school was recess?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't do very much.
Well, tell us like about your teacher. What was your teacher's name?
Mrs. Ferguson.
Mrs. Ferguson, all right. And your class, you got a pretty good bunch of students in there?
Yeah, and I also play with Connor.
Yeah, oh, your best friend. Cool. That's really cool. Well, you think it's going to be a good year this year, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Hey, you know what? We asked for some of our fans to send us emails congratulating on your first day of school, and we got quite a lot of them. I've tried to respond to most of you guys, but some of you haven't got around to yet, but got messages from like Colleen. You remember Colleen?
Yep.
And Damien.
Yep.
And Eric. And E-Fairy. I'm a bit worried about him. And Cheryl. And anyway, we're going to be looking at that.
No offense, E-Fairy.
No, well, that's just kind of a strange name, E-Fairy. Maybe he can write back and tell us or. Maybe, I don't know if it's a he, it could be a she.
She fairy
or he fairy, or e fairy, but can you write back and say, "That's where'd you get your name?" Anyway, talking about our fans, I mentioned this last week, on our website,
www.smellymonkeys.com,
visit it often. Hey, on our website, you can, if you scroll down to the very bottom, on the right-hand side, there's a link called Smelly Map, and it's at the very bottom, and I might try to move it, but right now it's there, it's called Smelly Map. And if you click on that, you can see who's visited us, and we're looking at it right now. And as you can see, look at these people that visit us. This is a map of the world, guys. And we've got... Can you read this? Who's this person right here? Where are they from?
New Delhi.
New Delhi, India. And this person. Look at that. Manila, the Philippines. And look at this.
Australia.
Australia, all the way in Australia. We've even, you know, I thought that was pretty international, but we even get more international. Check this out. Canada. Yeah. Winnipeg. Let's zoom up on this a little bit here. Because we got quite a lot in America. Look at that, it's cool. Visitors from all around the United States and Canada. In Florida.
Maybe Georgia?
Georgia. Let's have a see with Georgia. Where is Georgia? It's over here, right?
No, Georgia's way down there.
Down in the south?
Yeah.
Right there. Georgia! Let's see in Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. Georgia. Give me five! Woohoo! A couple in Texas, Nebraska, ooh, Colorado, Washington, ooh, Oregon, lots in California. Salt Lake City, Utah. Yeah.
What about, what's it called? The place that we went on our cruise?
Alaska.
Do we have it? I don't think we have anyone in Alaska yet. But if you're listening in Alaska, visit smellymonkeys.com and so we can see you. Anyway, that's really cool. Look at all this. We've got Lake, what is this? Lake Vacaville. Vacaville, California. Spring, Texas. Lincoln, Nebraska. Columbia, South Carolina. Los Angeles. Chicago. Spokane, Washington. Wow!
We're finished!
Hey? If you're like a rock star, you can say, hello, Parterville, Michigan! Woo-hoo. Hello, Rockford, Illinois!
We are famous! Maybe our dad's gonna have to take us out of school and bring it.
Wouldn't that be cool? Massachusetts? Nobody from Wisconsin yet. That's kind of surprising.
How come?
You know, that's a good point. I don't really know why that's surprising. Kentucky?
Ooh.
Wow. Anyway.
Kentucky fried burgers?
I was actually really impressed.
Kentucky fried chicken?
I want to read you some of these emails we got. So this is some emails. This one guy says, hey guys, don't change a bit. I think your show is not necessarily geared towards kids. It's just like Disneyland or something. It's geared towards families. People who like boys, sports, technology, music, and Scrabble playing animals. You guys are free and happy, and that's what counts. Obnoxious? Of course, you're a bunch of smelly monkeys.
I'm obnoxious. I'm the obnoxious one. Simon is the obnoxious and annoying one.
I think Trevor's pretty obnoxious and annoying too.
And
me. And not.
I'm the most obnoxious and annoying one in the whole kid.
Well, let's take a vote. If our listeners want to vote in, who's the most obnoxious one?
Simon!
Oh, the other one says, thanks for the link. My daughter began second grade today. It is Wednesday, by the way. Delilah, is his daughter's name, got a new haircut just like you guys did, and I was happy to see her after school. Sweet silence and peace around the house.
Wow, I'm like, us, I'm obnoxious going to school.
Hey, talking about obnoxious, I saw your shoes. Tell us about your shoes. They were kind of obnoxious.
I'm obnoxious.
Well, tell us about your shoes.
They are All-Stars with red flames and the rest is all black.
These are Chucky All-Stars with like flames and lightning rods coming out and they're black. Yep. And what kind of shoes did you get, Trev?
Some Skechers.
Skechers. Right. So here's another note. Dear Gareth, Simon, and Trevor, just wanted you to know that I'm a huge fan of Smelly Monkeys, and I look forward to the weekly dose of your show. By the way, in case you haven't figured it out, we do try to do a show every Thursday. Yep. Sometimes it's Wednesday, sometimes it's the latest Sunday, but we try to get there every week. They discovered the podcast. Let's see, these guys are from Manila in the Philippines, and they're looking at our log because they wanted to look for a picture of Simon and Trevor. And they said, you look really cute.
Yay!
love your show. I don't think the boys are too loud or obnoxious. By the way, I wish Simon and Trevor a great year in second grade. P.S. From Cheryl. P.S. Please say hi to me and my friend Reeve in your next show in case you have an extra 30 seconds to spare.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Instead of saying a song, instead of saying hello, let's sing a song for them. You guys want to do that?
Yeah. Happy friend, happy friend.
Well, let's say I'm going to do the guitar, so it's going to be the
in
hello.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle,
let's do this,
the
then.
Mighty jungle,
Simon.
Okay, we're going to do this, but I want you help us. I want you help in singing along, okay? Ready? Now you guys go do 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 do. Ready?
We got fans, listen, smelly monkeys. all the way in the Philippines. Hello to Cheryl and Reeve.
Okay, well, Cheryl and Reeve, that's as best as we could do.
Sorry about it.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, maybe we'll do the In the Jungle next time. You guys want to try that?
In the jungle, the mighty jungle,
well,
the lion sleeps.
Let's get back to the show. Who wants to go first with a special report?
Trevor.
Trevor. Let's see. Where's your intro music, Trevor? Here goes.
Sports with Trevor.
Sports with Trevor. So, Trevor.
Yes.
Sports, I got a quick question to ask you. Pretty exciting time this weekend. What did we go see?
Giants game.
And I got a special live report from the Giants game. You want to hear it? Because I, at the Giants Stadium, SBC Park, they have wireless internet. It's been a really busy time at work. I took my computer with me, tried to get some work done, ended up recording a little bit for the podcast. So let's record that without extra effort. Oh, you want to tell us the score before?
Score 4-1.
It was pretty exciting. And here's us live at the Giants. Ready?
Well, this is Gareth again with the Smelly Monkeys. And what's your name?
Lizzo.
And your name?
Lizette.
And we are in the seventh inning.
Giants game.
And what's the score, guys?
3-1. Giants have 3. And Dodgers have 1.
Dodgers?
Mets.
That's us. So do you want to tell us about the game now? Legally, you're not allowed to reproduce or rebroadcast or explain in any method or anything like that the game. I read that on the back of the ticket. But considering you're under the age of 8, I don't think the National Baseball League is going to see you. So you want to tell everyone about the sport?
Oh, Giants have an okay year. If they win a few more games, they're going to go above Arizona and be right behind the LA Dodgers again and be in third place of the National League.
Yeah, now, you had a cousin who threw out the first pitch of the game on Wednesday, and that sounded like a pretty exciting game. How many home runs?
There were four. Four out of five of the Giants once scored were home runs.
Yeah, now, Simon didn't go to the game with us. What happened there, Si? Can you sit forward, bud, so we can hear? So the listening audience all the way in the Philippines can hear you?
What do we do? Well, Mom and me,
You went to Connor's house, didn't you?
Yeah, I went to Connor's house.
And another play date, you went swimming at a friend's house.
Yep.
Man, two play dates in a row. Hey, we did go with ourselves and Jake, a neighbor. It was his first Major League game. And we took Knott, our exchange student. Now, if you guys want some fun, you have to visit Knott's blog. And I will put a link to it on our website at
www.smellymonkeys.com.
It's pretty cool to see Knott, who's kind of new to the United States, describe his experiences, especially his first baseball game. So,
yeah.
Okay, Simon. Oh, you know what else, Trevor? I'd like a special request. Next week, when we do our show, can you report on the status of your fantasy football team?
Yeah.
Okay. Simon, you ready? Let's do your intro music here.
Animals with Simon.
Now, Simon,
is it human or animal?
Well, I know you're going to talk about animals, but before we get going, I would like you to give a special report of what happened on Friday night this weekend. Here's some intro to it, just to give you a hint.
All the time.
I got it.
Okay, tell us all about it.
We went to a concert, the free concert that the
Boardwalk
Survivor was playing.
It was pretty cool, wasn't it?
Yep.
Did you enjoy it? Yeah, we saw Survivor doing a free concert down at the beach. Yeah,
except their Eye of the Tiger wasn't very good.
Well, you know what? I didn't think it was that good. First of all, I thought the guys looked kind of old. And they looked like granddads running around in leopard print tank tops, which I thought looked kind of strange. And he had kind of like long hair around the shoulders, but not very much hair on top. And he kept on doing silly things with his guitar.
Like what?
I don't know, just like jumping around with it, but it looked like...
That's more like
looked
you.
Well, looked older than me, don't you think?
No.
he looked...
Okay, let's change...
He looked as old... He looked as He looked like a Sega.
Let's change the topic. Yeah. How about it?
You're younger than... You're about 200 years younger than him.
Thank you, Trevor.
You're welcome. Remember,
I'll give you your allowance after the show.
You bet.
Hey,
Yeah, you're about 1,000 years younger than I am.
Thank you, Simon. I'll give you your allowance after the show. Oh, dear me. You know what they say about that. Hey, but the other thing I want to ask you about animals is...
He likes beer.
Over the... This is a family show.
I drink beer. Shake.
Family show. Another thing I wanted to ask you about. We went hiking this weekend.
We did?
With the GPS, and we were running with it to see how fast you could run.
Oh, yeah.
How fast did you go?
6.5.
And then we went driving with it to see how fast we could get it up to.
93.2.
That was something different. That was on the freeway onto the way to San Francisco, but on this, it was like 50, right?
Yeah.
52 point something.
And you... So if there's any law enforcement officers listening, the 90 one was probably just bad reading. No, I wouldn't do that. But anyway, you told me that a cheetah... Was it the cheetah's the fastest animal? Well, tell me what... You said there's the fastest animal out there, and you were giving me some information.
What's the fastest animal again?
Well, is it a cat?
No.
Dog?
No.
Bird?
No.
Frog?
No.
Turtle?
No.
What's the fastest animal?
I forget.
Well, I'll tell you what. Since Trevor's coming back to us next week with fantasy football, can you come back to us next week with the fastest animal?
Yeah, do you still remember?
I think you said cheetah.
No, it's not cheetah.
Antelope?
No.
Snake?
No.
Worm?
No.
Roadrunner?
No.
No.
Next week, come back with us.
I won't remember next week, and I'm pretty sure about that.
Okay, well, if anyone knows the fastest animal in the world, please email Simon at...
SmellyMonkeys.com
and let him know the fastest animal. But meanwhile, we have a recommendation for music.
Will you?
Yeah, this is. I'm gonna play a bit of a song. You can tell me about it. Okay, ready?
I am obnoxious. Oh, yes,
listen.
I am.
Listen.
Hey, I have this on my MP3 player.
You have this on your MP3 player? Let's listen to it a bit. You hammer, key, and hawberry. You got your raspberry. You're all that jazz. You got your blueberry. Yo, what you gonna do, Barry? You got your blackberry. You got. I have a blackberry. I check my email on it all the time. Peanut butter and jam. Okay, you have this tune on your MP3 player?
Yeah.
Tell us about it. Who is it?
Charity.
Charity. Well, I think her band is called Charity and the Jam Band. Anyway, it's a friend of ours, and she plays in the San Francisco Bay Area. She's got an album out. You can, I'll put a link to it on our website at smellymonkeys.com.
Yeah.
We're really pushing that, aren't we?
Yeah.
You can also find her on iTunes if you do a search on Jam Band or a search on Peanut Butter. And she plays in the San Francisco Bay Area. You can find her website information for live shows at www.jamjamjam.com, and I'll put a link to that on the website too. And we've seen a couple of her live shows.
Yeah.
And the reason I want to talk about it is because we got this album a while back, and we really like it. There's a couple of really cool songs on it. We dance around to it in our kitchen and stuff. Simon wears socks on the wood floor and keeps on falling down.
Yep. Like today.
Yeah.
I was running to the door, and... I slammed it, and then it fell open.
I saw that, and what happened?
And then I fell down.
Doing me, doing. But anyway, Charity's got she's got a new album coming out.
It's
coming
I drink beer.
She's coming out at the end of the year, and she's got some really cool shows. If you live in the...
I like my dad. Sick.
If you live in the San Francisco Bay Area, try to check out one of her shows. She does a lot of cool shows for families and kids. We'll actually maybe even try to turn up to one. So let's play one of her, a little bit of her other song. Which song do you like? Do you like We Like Funky?
Yeah. Oh. Yep. What about the surfing one?
Let's play We Like Funky, because that's one of my favorites.
Okay.
And we can play a bit of surfing one when we say goodbye. This is called We Like Funky. And I think that's listening to it. I think it says Smelly Monkey. We like that funky. Get down, get funky. Smells like Smelly Monkey. We like that. So anyway, we also got another cool thing. So I was talking to Charity on email. She might let us listen to one of her new songs and a new album for anyone else in the world. Well, except for her and maybe Charlie. But we can do a review of it on smellymonkeys.com. It would be a Smelly Monkeys exclusive. Pretty cool, wouldn't
go
that
smelly
be?
Monkeys. Go Smelly Monkeys. Go Smelly Monkeys.
You want to play that surfing one real quick?
Yeah.
Do you remember what this... Let's see, which one is it called?
Riding the big waves or surf?
Riding the big waves is what it's called. Let's listen to it.
Everybody's riding the big waves.
This is cool. So anyway, sorry to end that soon, but we are at a 20-minute mark, and I said I'd run late. We'll put a link to Charity and the Jam Band on our website at...
SmellyMonkeys.com!
Oh! Ouch! I'm sorry, everybody. For all of those of you driving around, I'm sorry if you crashed your car because of Simon yelling. Send Simon the bill at... Simon at...
SmellyMonkeys.com!
Okay. Hey... A couple of other things real quick. We love to hear from you. It really makes our day. So if you get a chance, email us at
smellymonkeys.com.
At show@smellymonkeys.com or smellymonkeys@gmail.com. Or you can give us a telephone call. Probably only good if you're in the United States, but the number is 206-666-KIDS. Love to hear from you. Again, it makes our day when we get emails, and I'll try to respond to each one of them. The other thing you can do is subscribe to us at iTunes. You can also vote for us at Podcast Alley or at podcastalley.com or add us to your favorites at podcastpickle.com. The other thing I'd like you to do, if you're listening to this, it's Fan Appreciation Month here at smellymonkeys.com. So send the show to a friend of yours who hasn't listened to our show and see if we can double our listenership. If you're joining us from the Alamo Draft House, I'd like to say I'm very sorry. I take no legal implications of what went on there. Anyway, thanks very much for joining the show. You guys want to say goodbye?
Goodbye.
Tally-ho! Tally-ho! Tally-ho!
Oh, wait a minute. Sorry. Wait. Trevor wants to say his catchword. What is
that? Tally-ho.
And Simon wants to press the fart button one last time. F10. And thank
can
you.
Can I press?
Yes. Whoop, wrong one. Hold a sec. And wrong one. Go ahead. F10.
Actually, I want to press F9. And F10.
Go on then. Wow. Bye, everybody. Thank you for joining the show. Sorry we waited a little
Tally-ho.
Bit over time. We will see you next time on Smelly Monkey. Join us at smellymonkeys.com. Thanks very much. Subscribe to us at iTunes.
Tally-ho!